I went into the delivery room. The nurse was with Catherine, who lay on the table, big under the sheet, looking very pale and tired.
"Did you tell him he could do it?" she asked.
"Yes."
"Isn't that grand? Now it will all be over in an hour. I'm almost done, darling. I'm going all to pieces. Please give me that. It doesn't work. Oh, it doesn't work."
"Breathe deeply."
"I am. Oh, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work."
"Get another cylinder," I said to the nurse.
"That is a new cylinder." "I'm just a fool, darling," Catherine said, "but it doesn't work anymore."
She began to cry.
"Oh, I wanted so to have this baby and not make trouble, and now I'm all done and all gone to pieces, and it doesn't work. Oh, darling, it doesn't work at all. I don't care if I die. If only it will stop. Oh, please, darling, please make it stop. There it comes. Oh, oh, oh."
She breathed sobbingly in the mask.
"It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Don't mind me, darling. Please don't cry. Don't mind me. I'm just all gone to pieces. You poor sweet, I love you so, and I'll be good again. I'll be good this time. Can't they give me something? If only they could give me something."
"I'll make it work. I'll turn it all the way."
"Give it to me now."
I turned the dial all the way, and as she breathed hard and deep, her hand relaxed on the mask. I shut off the gas and lifted the mask. She came back from a long way away.
"That was lovely, darling. Oh, you're so good to me."
"You be brave, because I can't do that all the time. It might kill you."
"I'm not brave anymore, darling. I'm all broken. They've broken me. I know it now."
"Everybody is that way."
"But it's awful. They just keep it up until they break you."
"In an hour, it will be over."
"Isn't that lovely, darling? I won't die, will I?"
"No, I promise you won't."
"Because I don't want to die and leave you. But I get so tired of it, and I feel I'm going to die."
"Nonsense. Everybody feels that."
"Sometimes I know I'm going to die."
"You won't. You can't."
"But what if I should?"
"I won't let you."
"Give it to me quick. Give it to me."
Then afterward,
"I won't die. I won't let myself die."
"Of course you won't."
"You'll stay with me?"
"Not to watch it."
"No, just to be there."
"Sure, I'll be there all the time."
"You're so good to me. There, give it to me. Give me some more. It's not working."
I turned the dial to 3 and then 4. I wished the doctor would come back. I was afraid of the numbers above 2. Finally, a new doctor came in with 2 nurses, and they lifted Catherine onto a wheeled stretcher, and we started down the hall. The stretcher went rapidly down the hall and into the elevator, where everyone had to crowd against the wall to make room, then up, then an open door, and out of the elevator and down the hall on rubber wheels to the operating room. I did not recognize the doctor with his cap and mask on. There was another doctor and more nurses.
"They've got to give me something," Catherine said. "They've got to give me something. Oh, please, doctor, give me enough to do some good."
One of the doctors put a mask over her face, and I looked through the door and saw the bright, small amphitheater of the operating room.
"You can go in the other door and sit up there," the nurse said to me.